Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. A federal jury in Camden has made no progress in reaching a verdict in the retrial of Camden County Police Officer Nicholas Romantino on a charge of using excessive force. In fact, as KYW's Andrew Kramer tells us, it's back to square one.
When the jury gets back together on Monday to talk about the case, they'll have to restart deliberations from scratch. Before Judge Robert Kugler dismissed everyone for the night, he informed federal prosecutors and the defense. A juror asked to be removed because of work conflicts. Everyone said that was fine. An alternate will now step in. Prosecutors say Romantino did not need to hit Minguella the way he did, if at all. He wasn't resisting arrest. The defense argues Romantino was under the impression the suspect had a gun and was doing what he had to do to protect himself and the other officers.
Deliberations begin again on Monday. Philadelphia is looking for citizen input before hiring a new permanent police commissioner. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb with more.
Managing Director Brian Abernathy says the interviews themselves will be private, but they'll be informed by opinions that citizens share.
We have launched a survey that is available online and on paper to gather the public's feedback on what issues they think are most important, on what characteristics the next commissioner should have, and to provide any other feedback they think is important for us to consider in our search.
There's a link to the survey on our website, kywnewsradio.com.
From Bucks County, the connection between stolen guns and methamphetamine strikes twice. Prosecutor Tom Gannon says Justin Burks pleaded guilty to stealing dozens of guns from his dying father and illegally selling some of them and trading others for meth.
Those firearms ended up in a variety of locations, including a methamphetamine or alleged methamphetamine house in New Jersey.
Gannon says by nature, methamphetamine makes people hyper, and that can often lead to violence.
The potential for a combination of methamphetamine and guns is horrifying.
Seven of the guns, Gannon says, were sold to Lacey Williams of Green Lane. Here's KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert.
She'll spend 11 to 22 years in prison after pleading guilty to the gun charges and also to endangering the welfare of a child. She gave birth to a child in a hotel room by herself. The baby died. She told the judge during her plea she knew the baby would test positive for meth and would be taken away from her if she went to a hospital.
And in things deliberately and silly scary, the annual Terror Behind the Walls at Eastern State Penitentiary will have a new draw. This time around, John McDevitt looked into it.
Casey Paul plays a zombie nurse in Haunted Attraction and wanted to make it a bigger part of her life.
I have been officially tattooed with this character. I will keep her with me always, not only inside, but also on the back of my forearm as well.
You know, some people might think it's a little odd.
Good. It speaks very highly of our performance, of our show, that people love Terror Behind the Walls enough to get it tattooed onto them.
This runs September 20th through November 9th. That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.